Speaking at API's State of American Energy, President and CEO Jack Girard echoed Shell Oil's comments on the grounding of the Kulik.
The most important thing is to distinguish that the incident was a transportation, a movement situation.
Girard says the incident has nothing to do with oil drilling. The Kulik has been successfully anchored near Kodiak Island. Girard says that federal regulators are closely watching Shell as it drills and moves its fleet of rigs and vessels. So, in his eyes, it's safe for the company to proceed with its Arctic drilling plans this summer.
I think they're not only highly regulated, but they're highly monitored and scrutinized in what they're doing. So I think that clearly needs to move forward.
Girard's comments come on the same day that Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced an expedited review of Shell's Arctic ambitions. The review will be completed within 60 days and will give considerable attention to the Kulik and the failed containment dome test this past summer. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.